How the heck are you supposed to set goals for the new year when you're simply trying to survive? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name is Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com, where I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs to help them run their best businesses and build their best lives. Today, I'm answering a question, but it's more like a compilation of questions that I've received over the past 2 weeks about setting goals for the new year. I think there's a lot of pressure on business owners to automatically know what planning for the new year is supposed to look like, what you're supposed to want, what you're supposed to shoot for, aim for, be realistic about, be a dreamer about, etc., etc. There's a lot to understand, and I think business owners are led to believe that as soon as you become a business owner, you're supposed to magically know about these things and exactly how to do them. My inbox speaks to the contrary. I got like 5, maybe 7 letters over the past couple of weeks about this topic. People wondering, how do they set goals? What should they be focusing on? What shouldn't they be focusing on? And how can they feel like the bosses of their business when they don't feel like they know what they're doing? So I'm going to jump into a question, but the others who wrote in with the same or similar question, I hope you find this helpful too. Here it goes. Heather, the other day someone asked me about my Q1 and Q2 goals for 2018. I had no idea what they were talking about and had to have it explained to me that it was short for the first and second quarter of the year. Heather, I'm 9 months into my new business. My income is less than 40K. At this point, all I want for the new year is to not be living month to month and to feel more financially comfortable. I'm not looking to 10X my business or scale my business. That all sounds so way out of reach. I just want to survive and not go out of business. I don't think that's what I'm supposed to be saying, thinking, or feeling, though, right? I mean, now that I'm a business owner, I'm supposed to have goals, right? I know you can't tell me what goals to set, but I'm just in survival mode right now, and I know nothing about this stuff. Do you have any way you can help? I sure do. And the first thing that I'm going to do is tell you I've been there too. I started my business. My online business was my third business, and I started it right around the beginning of 2015. And I know that I was right where you were towards the end of 2015, heading into 2016. Feeling like this is all I want to do is make some money. I don't care how much money, it just needs to be more money than the money I made the year before. It gets better from here, and there is a method, and there is a process, and I can walk you through it. But the first thing I want you to think about is that you're absorbing this as peer pressure, as the idea that this is something you're supposed to know. This is something you're supposed to already be on top of. And I just want to remind you that tons of businesses exist on a day-to-day level without big picture goals, without big, you know, shooting for the moon, mantras on their wipe-off boards in their offices, and they do just fine. Goal setting has proven effective for focus. It's proven effective for accountability. It's an effective tool or strategy to run a better business. Some will tell you it's necessary. I know enough business owners who don't have them to tell you it's probably not. But what's important here is you want to set goals for yourself. If you didn't want to set goals, you would have just tossed the idea out in the bathwater, not given it a second thought, and gone back to the business that's sitting in front of you. So now that you've identified for yourself that you do want to set goals, we can get you focused on the goals you should be setting and the areas that you should be looking at. I can help you right on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. Here's the thing about goal setting. Goal setting really only works if the goals work for you. You can't go based on what you think you should be setting, what you think you should be doing, wishing for, wanting for, or longing for. It simply doesn't work. You can't use goal setting as a way to fit in with other business owners. It has to be a deliberate strategy you're implementing into your business to be more effective and efficient in meeting milestone markers you would like to see your business accomplish. And there is a lot of pressure to constantly want more, wish for more, want for more. Some of you are going to be running businesses that are doing just fine, thank you very much. And you're not going to want to or need to 3x your business, 5x your business, 10x your business. If you want your business to be more focused and efficient, if you want your business to earn more money, or you want your business to take less of your personal time, goal setting is a really good way to get there. So I want you in the driver's seat of the decision to set goals for your business. It's not some New Year's resolution you're working for. It's part of your business plan. It's a decision you're making going forward in the coming year to give yourself a sense of focus, purpose, and promise for your business. That's the foundation for this discussion here. And when you're in survival mode, when you're not even making enough money to be satisfied with the income, to pay your bills comfortably, or to put enough in savings, or to have the quality of life you want for yourself, it's really hard to see beyond that. But when you get in the habit of moving through your business in survival mode, you stay there. You just keep thinking about the next dollar, and that's too small of a picture to look at. You really do. If you want to expand your income, if you want to expand your financial base, you really need to zoom out that lens and look at the big picture. So what I want to walk you through, and before I do so, I want to remind you, I am not a business strategy coach. I know a bit about running businesses. I worked for my father while he ran his for my entire childhood. I'm running my third business now. I've been a part of business coaching groups and have learned a lot and researched a lot, but this is not my specialty. So I would, once you get clear on the goal you want, I would consider checking in with a business strategist to see if the plan you're making for yourself makes the most sense. But given that, now that I've covered my ass and protected myself from all kinds of accusations that I don't know what the heck I'm doing, now let me tell you what I think. Here goes. So if you have a financial goal for the minimum you would like to make in the coming year, I would start there. If you say in your letter to me that you're at less than 40K, you're not happy with that. You know you want to make more than 40K. How much do you want to make? What would be a comfortable income mark by the end of the year? And then the first thing I would do, I don't know where you're from, if you're here in the States. If you're here in the States, I usually have to put about 30% of every sale I make aside in savings for tax savings and quarterly tax purposes and all of that. So you want to take that into account when you're thinking about your income. You want to remember that there's expenses, there's taxes, there's things that you're going to be paying for. So you have to know whether or not that yearly income amount you're looking for is profit or just the amount you want your business to make. And I would do the math on that with the known expenses you currently have, expenses you anticipate, the tax estimate you're looking at for the income goal you have. Start there. That gives you the ballpark number. And then before you do anything, think about the ballpark number and see how it sits with you. You don't have to get all woo-woo about it and, you know, mantra yourself to it or start repeating it in your sleep or waking up to it over and over again. But you have to get clear on the number and clear on the goal and see how it resides with you. So spend a second doing that. And then we can work together to make a plan. In all transparency, when I talk to people about their number, it's either absurdly high and setting themselves up to fail, or it's so low that it's just about being able to pay the bills. I like to work people towards a number that's slightly aspirational, so that you can live more comfortably and it takes you outside your comfort zone. If you're only looking to meet the bare necessities and to pay your bills, it's my bias that you're not going to work that hard. You're not going to be that focused. You're not going to have the hustle, even though I freaking hate that word. You're not going to have the drive to really push. You have to give yourself a goal that challenges you a bit. Once you get that, I tell new businesses to simply reverse engineer that number on a really basic level. I think more established businesses that have a couple of years of sales and numbers and things and, you know, references to be able to look up can have a savvier, more, more advanced way of goal setting. And probably you would definitely need to talk to a business strategist about that. But I think for the basic beginner, you want to make it more approachable and less intimidating. So you take your number, you divide it by 12, and you figure out how much you need to make each month. Then I want you to think about how many months of that time might you take vacation. And then, so you're looking at, in the amount of time you have in the year, how much money do you need to make each month? And I usually tell people to do that number divided by 11, because over the course of a year, between personal days and random days off and holidays and a vacation, you're probably going to at least be taking off 4 weeks from your business. Once you get that number, you can just work your way backwards and start dividing to figure out how much money you need to make per week. And then once you're doing that, you can focus and look at the services and products you're currently offering and how many of those you would need to sell in order to get to that number. And when people talk about goal setting, one of the things that comes into play is the idea that your current suite of products and services may not be all there is in the coming year. You may be adding more, you may be creating more, and this will now become more a part of your expanded goal setting plan beyond your income level. You start to think creatively. You start to think about, what besides money do I really care about? How do I want to move through the world in my business? How much time a week do I want to spend on my business? Where do I want to be doing work? Am I going to want to be outsourcing decisions? And you start to get curious again, because you probably, in building the business and getting yourself out there and getting your clients, you probably stop dreaming a little once you put yourself into survival mode. And we want to get you not just on a pipe dream here. We want to get you curious. Now that you've been in your business for 9 months, how does it feel to move through your business? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? What's really working? What isn't working? What ideas have you had that you really wanted to pursue, but you had to put on the back burner? Start to ask yourself these questions. That's how you're going to get clear on what it is you want for the coming year. Because what ends up happening is people get these ideas, they get these wishes for themselves, and then they tell themselves it's not realistic. They have to simply be focusing on making more money. They don't have time to think about a new suite of products, or they don't have time to think about what else they might want to do, or if they're going to want to pivot, etc., etc. That's what happens to you when you're in survival mode. We got to get you out of survival mode and into a place of curiosity. And I would try to stay there for at least a week. So many people I talk to try to do these goal setting sessions for 2 hours in a coffee shop. It doesn't really work like that. You need time to think, to let your ideas marinate, and to see what's going to happen next for you. And just be curious without a censor. That's where I want you to start. The unapologetic, uncensored goals and wishes you have for yourself. This is really where mindset comes into play when we're talking about goal setting, because so many people censor themselves from what they really want because they predetermine what they think is possible or impossible. If you're going to take the time to invest in yourself and in your business to make a plan, you owe it to yourself to be really clear on what it is you really want for yourself and for your business, to get crystal clear on that. Once you know that and you have a sense of how much time per week you want to spend, what you'd like your schedule to look like, any changes you might want to make to your ideal client, any additions you might want to add to your products and suites of services, etc. I've never used etc. so much in a podcast. I apologize. It's sounding obnoxious to me even as I do it. I got to remove that bad habit immediately. There'll be a New Year's resolution for me, right? But in any case, I digress. I don't want you to censor yourself. I don't want you to tell yourself what is or isn't possible until you get crystal clear on what it is you want, and then you ask yourself a follow-up question. What am I willing to do to get it? Because if you do want to 10x your business, you're going to have to work really hard. People can tell you that it's working more efficiently, not more hours, et cetera, et cetera. Some of that is a bunch of nonsense. If you want to make more money, you're going to have to work harder, work differently, and you're going to have to invest time and money into learning how to do those things. So when you set a goal, you want to be crystal clear with yourself about what you're willing to do to get there. You can want more time with your kids, but you're going to have to figure out daycare or something like that. You're going to have to figure out a time when your kids aren't around, or you're going to have to figure out how to work around your gym schedule or how to problem solve around the other priorities in your life. I know I'm straying a bit, and I know this conversation's going a little all over the place. This is probably one of those podcasts when I should have outlined my thoughts before jumping on the mic. But just bear with me, because I really do have a point here. I want you to start with curiosity, and then I want you to move to determination. What are you determining and deciding that you're going to do? Because that's how you make the plan. The next thing you need is whatever organization system works for you. There are planners and schedulers and all kinds of ideas and systems out there. You have to spend some time playing around and figuring out what works for you. In the past year, I've tried 3 different systems to manage my to-do list. And what's really ironic is I've gone back to the system I had before I ever owned a business, when I was simply managing a program, because that's the system that actually I've always been incredibly efficient and effective at. So my to-do list system is so 10 years ago. But it's working for me. You have to know what works for you, what sets you up for success, what motivates you, what prompts you to move and take action, and allow yourself that kind of system or plan. And this is where the consistency is really important. You can't get used to a system or a style of organization until you get used to using it. So you have to make a commitment to doing it every day. Goal setting dies on its own. Anybody can set a goal. Anybody can say, I want to make $50,000 a year, divide it by 11, figure out how many dollars they need to make each month, and then figure out how many dollars they need to make each week. They know how to do that. That's not really what the question is. The question is, how do I know how high to reach? And then what do I do next? I'm walking you through the process of both, because I don't want your business plan to be something that's simply written on your bulletin board. I want it to be a living, breathing object that you use to improve the efficiency and the financial health of your business. All the questions I got really were centered around goal setting, but I really think it's important for you to think about, beyond setting the goal, the real question is, what's your plan? How are you going to make it happen? Because the first thing that happens when you start going paycheck to paycheck, worried about losing a client or being afraid to fire a client because you need the money they're offering you, is you lose sight of your goals. You lose sight of who you are, what you want your business to look like, and how you want to move through the world. I want you to be able to stay focused on those things so that your goals determine your actions. That's the point of goal setting, is to get you thinking about the health and the wealth of your business. The next thing I want to remind you here is you are the driver in the car on this. You are the captain of the ship. You've heard me use these analogies over and over. It won't be the last time you hear it. It's kind of a core sort of central teaching that I teach in my work to my clients. Getting in the driver's seat of your car. If the idea of setting New Year's goals isn't working for you because you're only 9 months in, don't set them right now. Get another 3 months in. Get your 12 months in if you want. Do what works for you and what sets you up for success. There's a certain amount of jargon and noise in the space right now about this, and I get it, and I understand that if you're not doing it, you think you're doing it wrong. But the only way you're going to be successful, the only way you're really going to nail it and crush these goals, is if you have buy-in to the system, you're doing it at a time that works for you, and you are behind and backing a system, an organizational system, or a planner, because you know it sets you up for success. Those are the three things that are the most important to think about. I apologize that my answer hasn't been as organized as you're used to hearing from me. I went a little off the rails, but I do hope that my response here today helps you. If I've left you hanging, if I've just kind of been playing football and you're on a baseball field right now and I've gotten it all wrong, don't be shy. Write back. Message me, heather@choosetohaveitall.com, and I'll do a better job next time. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you have a question, that same email address will work for you too, heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I'll be seeing you on the other side of the new year. My guess is I'll be taking Monday off from podcasting, and I'll be back in your earbuds on Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.